Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Friday. Man, these weeks just blast past the twinkling of an eye. 24th day of April 2009, Friday. We'll be here for the next 4 hours. Thank you so much for joining us. Big, informative, power-packed transmission broadcast lined up for you today. Congressman Ron Paul, boy, a lot of important questions for him coming up a little bit later in the radio broadcast. Then we have our once-a-week visit with Bob Chapman, the international forecaster. A lot has happened on the economic front. Gold and silver moving way up. Chrysler saying they're about to declare bankruptcy. GM on the verge of it. World government being openly set up. The stock market going up and down this week, overall down. We'll be talking to Bob Chapman. And then for the third and fourth hour, the problem is I'll open the phones up, and the caller, the first caller, will bring up some incredible subject, and I go off on some hour-long rant. But I'm going to attempt again today. I'm getting a little bit better about this lately. To take nothing but phone calls in the second and third hour. We'll also take phones for Bob Chapman. We will take your financial calls or other questions for Bob Chapman. We will not have open phones in this first hour. We will not take calls in this first hour. But, you know, we need to set up something like George Norrie has, like a fast blast, so that people could send me comments or questions for Ron Paul when he is on. I tell you what, we'll ask two of your questions to Ron Paul, but I want them to be one line long. Send them to Rob D, that's the letter D, Rob D at InfoWars.com right now. Ron Paul's coming up only in about 30 minutes, so we'll take a couple of your questions for Ron Paul and do it that way. But that is coming up as well today. Okay, big important news, obviously, here in front of me in the stackies. I have three stacks of stuff, as Lord Limbaugh says. U.S. very concerned about swine flu outbreak. 7 people in U.S. hit by strange new swine flu. This happened in 76, and they tried to force the public to take the swine flu vaccine. It killed thousands with the Guillain Bernays disorder, similar to what's killing the young girls taking HPV that are in a hammer. But this ties in with a bunch of other out-of-control reports I've got here as well, like Army, 3 vials of virus samples missing from Maryland facility, CNN. So we'll get into that. Here's another one, swine flu, Mexico lung illness, highlight pandemic risk. There's now some SARS-like thing creeping around in Mexico. And again, normal pandemics occur, but most of these things are genetically engineered and come to you via the eugenics war. You are in the middle of World War IV. They call the Cold War World War III. This is the eugenics wars, World War IV. Chrysler could file bankruptcy next week. Alliance with Italian automaker Fiat would happen under protection. Top Bilderberg Group member is the owner of Fiat, I should add. That's in my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. U.S. initial jobless claims rose to 640,000 last week, and that's just in 1 month. So, boy, it's getting bad. The month before that was 600 and something thousand. I forget the exact number. DPS, that's Department of Public Safety, U.S. Marshals merge. That is the Arizona Republic headline. And they say, yeah, the state police are merging with the feds. I mean, I already told you they chartered the state police as federal in the 30s when they declared bankruptcy over the U.S. Private banks completely took over. You know, they got the Federal Reserve in 1913 when they could move to bankrupt us in 33. But we'll get into that little tidbit for you. And a lot more. They say they're getting rid of the Real ID Act. No, they're not. It's another sleight of hand bait and switch. PrisonPlanet.tv.
The new multipolar inline and portable water system new from hempusa.org. Now you can restructure and degas your water supply from any source, rendering chemicals harmless to the human body by polarizing the molecular structure. Imagine a softer, smoother water with increased oxygen that helps the nervous system and brain. There are no filters to buy, and it can be taken anywhere, making it our number one new product from hempusa.org. This water system will descale all piping, hot water heaters, and appliances is due to heavy buildup of hard minerals. Detoxification may result with restructured water by easily entering the fine capillaries of the human body by dissolving stones and toxins. With extreme positive effects on plants, vegetables, and fruits, improved taste, color, size, and yield with approximately 30% less water usage. There are multiple sizes also available for farms and commercial use. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We got Ron Paul coming up in about 25 minutes. In that first little segment we just did, I said, send your questions via email to robdew@infowars.com. And he said, you can stop. He's gotten about 40 in the first minute and a half. So that's good. Thank you very much. We'll ask some of those questions of the congressman coming up here in just a few minutes. And then Bob Chapman, as I mentioned earlier, joining us as he does every Friday in the second hour. And we will have open phones in the second, third, and fourth hour today. They are not open yet, my friends. Okay, let's go ahead and get into the news. I already mentioned U.S. very concerned about a new swine flu outbreak. Last time they staged something like this at a U.S. military base, they tried to force the public to take inoculations, and it killed a bunch of people. There's also some new SARS-like disease down in Mexico. Chrysler could be filed bankruptcy, as we mentioned. This amazing story, DPS U.S. Marshals merge. That's out of the Arizona Republic. They merge. There's suddenly Army and Marines running checkpoints. And I missed this one yesterday. In fact, guys, will you print it for me? I forgot. It's an Infowars.com story that Kurt Nemo wrote. But got a lot of traffic, like 300 comments, but I just didn't see it yesterday. I can't keep track of it all. And it was the Army out at the Boston Marathon to stop Al-Qaeda attacks.
just all part of acclimation. But just suddenly the Army's here, the Army's there, the Marines are searching people at checkpoints, the Air Force MPs are in Tennessee searching people on the main highways with the feds and the state all merged. They are federalizing, and that means internationalizing because everything's already international. The feds are totally controlled. Everything. Getting rid of checks and balances, the whole nine yards, Supreme Court set to rule because the justices are already on record. They're going to rule for strip searching people without warrants. They're going to start warrantless DNA samples of anybody, quote, detained. They've announced that, a 17-fold yearly increase in the amount of that they're grabbing. They already take everybody's blood at birth. It's put into the eugenics Cold Springs Harbor database. It is lunacy. And then we've got Homeland Security Chief seeks to repeal Real ID Act, CNN Politics. What a deception. When I saw this headline last night, we had a link to it on Infowars.com, I said, I'm going to click on that, and it's going to say, and the scary part is I'm almost never wrong now. I know what they're going to do. I said, I'm going to click on this, and I'm sitting there at my house at about midnight. I said, I'm going to click on this story to CNN, and it is going to say, oh, they're just reworking it to make sure that the states don't have to pay for it because the states are upset because they've got to pay for implementation when it's an unfunded mandate, but it'll still be a standardized ID. Guess what happened when I read the article? Because, see, Obama, that's what Obama does. Bush would just say we're going to do this. With Obama, they just lie. We're getting rid of the Real ID Act. And then you read it, and it's actually worse. So let me go ahead and read this article. And I'm not bragging. Ooh, look, I knew what they were going to do. It's that they're that predictable. I can predict what Glenn Beck's going to do. I can predict what Rush Limbaugh's going to do. I can predict what they're going to do with the G20. Because these people are going in the same direction. We've got their roadmap. They've got an itinerary. It's like a MapQuest or Google Maps. You know, tell me how to get from here to there. We've got their MapQuest, what they punched up, where they want to go, and it's got every turn and every direction and everything they're going to do. And I'm just sitting here watching, and I know all their tricks. And they're so elementary. I mean, I can't even watch CNN anymore. It is just all agendas, all anti-family, all anti-freedom, anti-free market. MSNBC's the same. The earth is dying. We've got to get rid of the people. Eugenics is good. One-child policies. Parents are bad. Endlessly, you know, out of 300 million people, this mother got mad at her kids and threw them out of the car on the side of the road. CPS has grabbed them for their safety. This old lady wasn't being taken care of. They took her from the parents. The schools are great. Guns are bad. Freedom's bad. I mean, it's just they're going to hack up Ford, GM, and Chrysler. They're all and the news reader smiles. You know, mission completed. The parasites are wrecking everything. So you'll have to go offshore into the globalist to get anything. And it's just all so much fun. All these social climbing people with no morals, no history, no, they don't care. They just do what they're told. For money, printed up out of nothing, backed up by the taxpayers. The globalists control that, and they just find an endless army of people that'll fall down before them and do whatever they're told. Look at this. Homeland Security Chief seeks to repeal ID Act. You read that? Oh, goody! Man, look at Obama. A post-9/11 law that sets federal standards for state driver's license and identification cards is under fire from the head of the agency enforcing that law, the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano this week said she is working with governors to repeal the Real ID Act, which was passed in 2005 and went into effect last year. The bill is popular in Washington, but is scorned by many governors who bear the responsibility for cost. See, they say it's about cost. It's not about having a federal ID that's globally standardized, really a world ID. It's not about having to have that to have a job, but illegal aliens are exempt under the federal law. It's not about that. Oh, no, it's just about the cost. And see, all this, like, blueprints flashed up before my mind, right before I even read the article. It was literally like, I went, oh, that'll be what it says, and I read it, and it was what I, word for word, I know the enemy. And I just keep saying that because it's so frustrating. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano this week said she is working with governors to repeal the Real ID Act, which was passed in 2005 and went into effect last year. And see, they're doing this because most of the states are saying no. Liberals, conservatives have figured out it's bad. They're coming together. And so they're going, oh, we hear you. We're because they're failing. They're going to repackage it, just like the NAFTA highways, just like the wars, just like everything. Napolitano, former governor of Arkansas, of Arizona, suddenly can't read. Napolitano, former governor of Arizona, said she has met with governors of both parties recently, quote, to look at a way to repeal Real ID. Now, here's the key. Here's the key. She said she wants to substitute the federal law with something else that pivots off the driver's license but accomplishes some of the same goals. And we hope to be able to announce something on that fairly soon. Now, the blueprint since 1993 with Bill Clinton's executive order, it's in my first film, America Destroyed by Design, Cicera, 1997, is that they already federalized everything through the state police, through the DMVs in 93. Put in thumb scanners, put in digital photo for face scan template grid. All MIT Pentagon designed on record. And it's already in place. They just want to make you have this to buy, sell, and have a job. It's going to be tied to a national sales tax. Okay? That they claim will replace the income tax, but they're going to keep both. Just watch. Read their own documents 12 years ago. Keep saying 10. It was actually 12 now. And here comes Bortz and everybody pushing the sales tax. That's their favorite trick. They say they're getting rid of one tax, and they just bring in another one and keep all of them. Napolitano made her remarks Tuesday in response to the question at a conference of the Anti-Defamation League. Always popping up. On Wednesday, Representative James Sensenbrenner, Republican Wisconsin, a sponsor of the law, said he was angered by Napolitano's comments. Real ID is a necessary program for keeping America safe. It is the will of the Congress and also a recommendation of the 9/11 Commission, Sensenbrenner said. So they're making it partisan, too. So all the Democrats, you know, they're having that fake fight. Please don't throw me in the briar patch. No, no, that's not where I want to be, the rabbit said. And then the guy, you know, throws him into the briar patch where he's safe. I mean, there it is. It's the Real ID Act. The feds just say, okay, we'll pay for it. And then the liberals all go to sleep thinking, oh, we're safe now. And then, of course, it'll continue the loopholes for the illegal aliens to be above the law. Oh, here's some of the other news I have. Chinese police training manual offers tips on the best ways to beat up offenders. London Telegraph. I love how England and the United States can always point at China and say, look at what thugs they are, which they are, as if they're not doing the same stuff here. Of course, there they do have mobile execution vans that go and cut your organs out on the way to the airport, where they then fly your organs out iced to the West. And they melt down the dead people and dead babies over there and put it in cosmetics, the expensive cosmetics women use. And the women go to the fancy shops and buy the stuff. It's $300-$400 per little keg. And they just feel so luxurious as they put the dead baby fat on their faces. And they all snickered and talk about it. And it's the secret to their beauty. You're going to hell, ladies. It's an added little goodie that it's a little underground secret that it's dead babies. They love it. You're going to love everything else happens to you, too. You want wickedness. You want death. The New World Order just filled up a giant goblet of rotten, rancid, scrofulous pus, and they're going to pour it down each and every one of his throats. You want to drink out of the black cup of death? You think those 50 million babies you capped is good? Okay. God will remove the hedge of protection away from this country, and we will all fall into bondage and enslavement and pain and sorrows. But it's what you want. And so it's what you get. ton of other news. Congressman Ron Paul straight ahead and a lot more. I am Alex Jones. Stay with us.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudge since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 24th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 9:07:20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $933.50, $466.75 for the half ounce, or $233.38 for a quarter ounce. That's $933.50, $466.75, and $233.38.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind.
All right, I got a ton of questions for Ron Paul here and some from listeners. Will he run for president in 2012?
And the stock market down.
None of us want a global currency, but if the new global currency were backed by gold, that's Michael in Phoenix, Arizona. Will he run for governor of Texas? Stuff like that. I got my own questions over here. We've got him till the end of the hour. Coming up in the next segment, Congressman Ron Paul. Then we've got Bob Chapman coming up after that and open phones on the economy, and there's a lot happening on that front, as you know well. But Bob is a great economic and political mind, so we always enjoy his information, because even though a lot of it's scary, it's good to be informed. It's good to be edified. Look at this. Combat Support Battalion deployed to maintain public order at Boston Marathon. And this was reported by the Boston Globe and others. Then we have the U.S. Army dispatch soldiers to patrol the streets in Alabama after the shooting. 2 weeks ago in Tennessee, the governor, this was in the newspaper, said no to Army checkpoints. They just did it anyways. I'm going to ask Paul about that. Troops. I got to get another hour interview with him. I haven't been asking for that lately, but I know I can get one. We can really get his take on a lot of stuff. I got one question about the media kissing up to him. Why are they doing that? So a lot going on. Look at this headline. Top cancer scientist killed by chemicals. Another one. U.S. attorneys use GPS to track cell phones without warrants. AP. Folks, they designed it under the Telecommunications Act to track you in real time. The emergency centers the feds have put in around the country are letting the police know, going back 5 years ago. Some cities have it, some don't. They all have it, but they don't tell all the cities. They go, this is classified, but look at this. And they dial your name in, and it tracks you real time. And they go, watch this. They hit one button, and the phone, even if it's off, starts listening to you. Now, I told folks that 13 years ago. 13 years ago, the Telecommunications Act. People don't believe it, but now it's finally mainstream news. Warrants, they don't have warrants for anything. But this is how they spin. Notice Obama comes out and says, I am against the Real ID Act. And then you read and it says, we just want a new version of it. We'll pay the states to do it. Same deal. Federalized driver's license. To have a job or live your life or do anything. And that's just like when I had Alan Combs on yesterday. He goes, Obama stopped the torture. Obama's closing Guantanamo. Obama's giving rights to the detainees. During the break, because I wanted to confront him, I said, you in front of a computer? And he said, yeah. I said, Google Bush, Obama backs Bush on no rights for detainees. And all these articles, Reuters, AP, all these articles came up. San Jose Mercury News, and I said, you see that? He says, no Geneva, no habeas corpus. And he had to come back and say, okay, I disagree with Obama on that. It's all lies. And I'm not even saying Alan Combs is a liar, because he came back and said, okay, I'm against Obama on that. But see, he came on the show and said Obama was against the torture and secret arrest. No, he's not. He'll come out and say he's against it. See, Bush would come out and say he was for it. Obama comes out and lies about everything. And Bush lied about a lot of stuff, too, but nothing like this. And Bush was easy to expose because he was arrogantly going, I'm the president. I'm above all the laws. I can do whatever I want. I'm the king. If the president does it, it's not illegal. If somebody else does it, it's illegal. If the president does it, nothing's illegal. Well, that was proven to be a fraud under Nuremberg with the Fuhrer and under Watergate with Nixon, saying, well, the president does it, it's okay. But now with Obama, he says, oh, yeah, I'm getting the troops on day one. And I never said day one. I said 16 months. I never said 16 months. I said 23 months. I never said 23 months. I said 45 months, 10 years. I don't know. That's why I get scores of emails from Obama supporters every day going, I saw your film, The Obama Deception. It's a lie. He's closing the camps. He's giving them rights. He didn't hire lobbyists. And I'm sorry, Bubba. You've been lied to. And you may think it's fun to be lied to. He's not getting rid of the Real ID Act. They're expanding it. And it's time to grow up. It's time to admit reality. It's time to admit we have a bankrupt, criminal, out-of-control government controlled by offshore corporations. We've had a hostile, criminal takeover of the United States, and we need to say no to it. We need to stand up against it. We need to say no to the New World Order today. Until we expose the private Federal Reserve and the rest of this criminal system, things are only going to get worse. Okay? We'll be right back.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are now simulcasting at InfoWars.com, the syndicated radio program at PrisonPlanet.tv. For the next 30 minutes or so, we're joined by Congressman Ron Paul, joining us from Texas. Congressman Ron Paul needs no introduction. Congressman, I have just a ton of important questions to ask you, a bunch of listener emails that I promised to read on air and to bring up to you. But out of the gates, what is most important right now on your plate that you think the American people should be made aware of?
Oh, boy, there's so many. I guess overall, my biggest worry and concern is the attitude of this administration and the aggressiveness that they're expressing about, against Pakistan. And I think that it looks like they're more willing to expand the war into Pakistan and less likely into Iran. But if Israel goes into Iran, we're going to be obligated, which might be the precipitating event that will cause a collapse of the dollar, because how are we going to be able to afford it? So that to me is strategically the big issue. In a more casual way, I guess, the project that I'm working on is trying to get as many people as possible to support this audit bill, you know, 1207, which I think it's the last I look, I think we were up to 86 on this. We got a bunch of new co-sponsors after they heard from their constituents back at home in this two-week break. So what you do on the radio and what others do elsewhere must be alerting a lot of people, because some members came up to me and they said, boy, I had a couple town hall meetings, and lo and behold, every time I had them, there were three or four or five people saying, are you going to support the audit bill? So those two issues would be the things that I've been thinking about mostly lately.
Congressman, I've really been studying this, as I know you have for as long as I've probably been alive, but I've been studying the quickest way to bring down this corrupt system without them starting World War III or bringing in a police state or bankrupting us. And as you said a month ago here on the show, is have grand juries investigate the bankers. They've certainly committed crimes. Audit the Fed, and you call for auditing the Fed, and they arrogantly go on TV and say we're outside the government, above the government. I think you've hit on the issue, not just going for abolishing the Fed, as you also have a bill and co-sponsors, but auditing them. I mean, is it the Congress? Is it some agency of government? Aren't the American people, through our agents, you, the elected servants, having the power to audit this? I mean, can you speak to that fundamental, and is this the Excalibur that can kill the dragon?
Yeah, we do have the authority and the moral responsibility. Of course, we had no authority to create the Fed. It's unconstitutional, but it isn't private in the sense that somebody set up a private corporation, all of a sudden it became successful. It has become secret, but it's, the authority comes from the Congress, and the responsibility for the Congress is to monitor everything that it is supposed to do, what it claims it's supporting. But prior to 1978, there was talk of this. You know, the old populace of Texas, Wright Patman and people like Henry Gonzalez have always called for more openness and transparency of the Fed. But every time that came up, the people would say, well, the GAO has no explicit authority to audit the Fed, so they wouldn't do it. And that was the way they handled it. But finally, on insistence that the GAO have the authority, in 1978 they wrote a law that said now the GAO has the authority to audit the Fed, except for four big issues. You know, and that was essentially everything. The important issues were excluded. So in legalizing an audit of the Fed, they actually put it in the law that we couldn't find out any information. So what we have to do, and what my bill does, is repeals those prohibitions against finding any information from the Fed. If we get the books open, find out what they're doing, where these trillions of dollars are going, who their friends are, what kind of corrupt governments they support, what central bank activity there is, and how much all this economic planning, not only domestically but internationally, I think then it's going to make it much easier to have monetary reform and do something to get rid of the Fed.
So that's the bottom line. We have to audit the bankers that have designed this implosion, who are openly announcing G20, Bank of the World, with a global regulatory authority. Can you speak to the fact that all these years you've written books, you've spoken, we've talked about how they believe in globalism and one world government, and now, Congressman, they are openly coming out after they've engineered the crisis, and they're saying the solution is giving us unlimited power?
That's what they do. We're doing it domestically and we're doing it internationally. I think the IMF made the proposals that they wanted like $50 million, and Obama says, well, let's give them 100. He doubled the amount they requested. And that's more power into these international organizations. At the same time, look at all the power that's gravitating to Washington. Real estate prices aren't going down in Washington because there's so many people moving in. They have been doing this for years. Every time they create a problem, they say, well, there's not enough power. Their explanation now, and I think a key speech was that economic speech that Obama gave. You know, he said, well, we do have problems, and there's an emergency, and we have to do this. We don't have enough regulations, so we need more government regulations and international regulation. That means they're going to bring in these international governments. Then he said, well, we have to pump more money into education. We have to pump more money and nationalize medical care. And then we also have to take over all this energy problem that we have. But then his fifth part of his speech was, you know, we have to act responsibly. We have to now devise a system of government where we act within our means and get this budget under control. But we don't have to do that for a while. Let's do that in 10 years from now. I don't know how they can do that with a straight face and how the American people can swallow that. At the same time, they just see this financial crisis getting worse, our liberties being diminished, and world government growing. So we have a desperate struggle to wake up the American people. But on the more positive side, there are more now who are becoming aware of what's happening. And the worse the crisis gets, maybe more people will wake up. And that's why I think the auditing the Fed bill is important, because they'll say, because most people don't even know yet that we're not allowed to have this information. Matter, yesterday, I got a co-sponsor of that bill with somebody on the House floor, and he wasn't aware of any of this stuff. He says, you mean we can't audit the Federal Reserve? No, we never could, and there's no authority, and they're excluded. He says, sign me up. So he immediately did. So there's a lot of people who just don't understand this, and that means that once the American people realize this, they will get their congressman to do something about it.
Well, Congressman, I know you won't say this because you're a gentleman and very humble. We all need to be praying for you, because you are really leading the charge here on something that could bring down this world government that's in its embryonic phases. I mean, if we audit the U.S. governorship of the private world banking dictatorship, if you're able to audit them and all of their crimes come out and they start going to prison, their New World Order is dead on arrival. So what you're doing is so historical, and also I would imagine you are a smart guy and know very, very dangerous.
Well, I guess getting in a car is dangerous too, so I try not to dwell too much on that.
But I mean, certainly on record, you know the globalists are dangerous folks.
Oh yeah, I mean when they think you're achieving something, I said, the closer we come to achieving it, I think probably the danger does increase.
Well, our prayers are with you, sir. Global warming, total fraud. I've seen the studies. The majority of scientists say it's a total fraud. Carbon dioxide is part of the life cycle. They admit that they want to shut down all the coal plants, restrict industry, put federal bureaucracy over every facet of life, tracker boxes in all the cars. The New York Times reports Obama wants to tax us by the mile. They say this is their answer to fund all the increased government spending. I mean, this sounds like a Soviet takeover.
You know, they're using it's their excuse for even further expansion of the government. About a month ago, they had, and this was not in the middle of the winter, this was springtime, and they had this meeting planned in Washington, D.C. I don't know, maybe you did see this in the news, for this major meeting on global warming. And we had a very late, very severe cold front come through. It had to be canceled because there was ice and snow in Washington, D.C. So it was sort of a thing that we chuckled about. But I think some of the the emissions are a contributing factor. But I also think there's tremendous science to show that the Earth gets warm and the Earth gets cold, and we're through cycles. And like you said, I think there's pretty strong scientific evidence that these past 10 years have not necessarily been all that bad. I know here, just from our personal experience here in Texas, in my last couple winters here have been pretty darn chilly. I worried about my tomatoes freezing this year. So I just don't think that this is, a done deal. I don't think they can continue to use this, although sometimes you look at the news and what's going on the House floor, and they want you to accept it. And if you don't, then you're some type of a monster.
That's right. They say it's a foregone conclusion.
Yeah.
Well, Congressman, I've seen the numbers. I know you study the numbers. The UN's own reports claim that humankind is contributing to the increase in temperature by 3%. The rest is volcanoes and the ocean and other creatures that exhale carbon dioxide that plants breathe. And then it turns out the UN's own buoys and weather stations falsified the data to show that there was actually an increase, and there's actually been a decrease because the sun just went into a cooling cycle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Just look at how much attention and credibility was given to Al Gore, and the money he made over all that, and people, he gained a lot of supporters through that, but hopefully truth will win out in the end. And
he trades the carbon credits. I mean, he owns the big company that does it.
Yeah. But people don't want to listen to that. Some people just buy into that. Yeah, he's the only one that's concerned about humankind, and he's going to save us from it.
Okay, I got a lot of bullet point questions for you, Congressman. Real quick, In the Fed, tell us about that book coming out in September. People are really excited about that.
Well, it's coming along. It should be September, probably about 95%. You know, they keep sending in things back and saying, what about this? Clarify this kind of thing. So it's coming along real well. I was surprised how quickly they started promoting it. So there's been some real promotions, and Amazon, I guess, takes orders and things like that. I'd have been a little more comfortable to see the final thing in my hand, but that's the way they do things. But for every reason that I can see, it'll be out in September and hopefully a little bit earlier, because I was arguing that I have a little bit more time in August than I do in September to go around and talk about it. But
and this is a manifest.
Pardon me?
Sorry, go ahead.
I think it's pretty exciting what's happening, the attention it's getting.
Yeah, well, this is a manifesto against the criminal elite that run our country, the private bankers. So folks want people to have solutions and take action. Ron Paul's doing it. I don't know how you do it. I mean, I'm writing a book right now. I'm making films right now. I do the radio show, and I do the interviews. But I know you're on the House floor. You study the bills. You're always informed on the news when I talk to you. And I know you do interviews every day. I got to tell you, folks, Ron Paul probably works more than me. I think he's the only person I know who is more engaged against the New World Order and with family and everything else. I just don't know how you do it, so we salute you and love you. Okay, a bunch of quick questions now in the 14 minutes we've got left. Everybody keeps emailing me, calling, and just rapidly wanting to know, are you going to run for president in 2012?
Well, I don't know that answer. So I would say that if I had the answer now, probably not. And it seems like it's a long time off. I don't know what the conditions are going to be like. So I'm not making plans for that. But, you know, to say that you know exactly what the future will bring, it's pretty difficult. But right now I have no plans to do it.
Okay, but things change. I mean, you were saying that before and didn't run, and people are saying you'd be how old? You'd be 76, 77?
Something like that. I don't usually think about that too much. I think about how I feel.
You're going to be young enough to run. I mean, I mean, you're in great shape. We need you, Congressman. We need you to run for president again.
As long as I can outwalk my staff up and down the stairs at the Capitol, then I feel good.
Well, that brings me to the next point. The media, you're the new darling, and I believe this is happening because they know we are that giant third rail. The liberty movement is becoming the mainstream, and you look at all the polls, your views, my views, others' views in the Patriot Liberty Movement, we're in line with what the people want. And so the establishment's trying to kind of use you as camouflage or you know, at least have you on the show some to go, look, we get it, because they risk being made completely obsolete if they don't have you and Peter Schiff and others on.
Well, I think something is going on. We're not a 51% majority. We don't run the Republican Party. We don't run the country and all that. But I notice that both Republicans and Democrats who get into any kind of political trouble where they're going to have a tough race, they're very interested in finding out where our support is. So a Democrat that might hold a Republican seat, traditionally Republican seat, are very interested in talking to me and getting in legislation and joining my bills and doing things together. So that means that they recognize that our numbers are significant and that our people are very serious, and if they get behind somebody, they will support them. So, no, I think that's a very positive sign. And I think when you truly believe in something and you're very principled, one individual like that is probably worth 100 others who are just followers and go along with, they put their finger up to the wind and they go and they always vote one way or the other. So our supporters are much, much more valuable.
But Congressman, it's more than just a wild card. I mean, they also see the exponential growth of the liberty movement with you as one of the main, not figureheads, intellectual leaders of that. I mean, I would love to get your take on that. Do you not see the exponential growth? Because I'm seeing it, and I'm tracking it. If it continues, we are going to be the most dominant force in this country within 5 years. Probably sooner, because everything you and I and others talked about is now coming true. We're being validated.
Yeah, I think that's true. Let's hope that is true. But I also worked on the theory that you never know who's out there, who will join us, and who's in the remnant, the people who were the true believers and haven't had any voice for a long time. And those numbers, we're just starting to recognize that those numbers are great. And the growth that you're talking about is something that has fascinated me, too. I had some young people in the other day, and they seemed like just teenagers. They were teenagers. And I said, well, did you get interested in the campaign? Oh, no, I never even looked at the campaign. So we're already a year off from the campaign. The momentum is there, and young people are joining us for the momentum that was built, which is really very encouraging.
Absolutely. People at first got bummed out when you didn't win, and I said, wait a minute, folks. We gained a lot of ground. People now know the Federal Reserve is private. They now know about the globalist. They now know who the enemy is. And with that giant core, we can expand to the next level and then expand again. Two more exponential replications, we defeat the New World Order. We are inches away from victory, thanks to Ron Paul and others.
Stay attention, gardeners. This is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow Dirt Cheap Superfood should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
The website's campaignforliberty.com, campaignforliberty.com, one of other great sites that Congressman Ron Paul is involved in. Our sites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Check out the newly redesigned and upgraded PrisonPlanet.tv today. Okay, we got about 5 minutes left with the congressman. He's got to go. We're very thankful for his time once a month when he visits with us. Congressman, is the Obama juggernaut starting to slow? That's what I see happening. when he has these outrageous lies about I won't hire any lobbyists and that's all he hires, or I'm giving rights to detainees and then signs an order saying no Geneva Convention, no habeas corpus. I mean, where do you see this going with the president?
I think so far, I wished I was as optimistic as you are about this. I still think he's flying high. I think he's still very popular, and it's almost like they used to say about Reagan. He had Teflon on him. He was the Teflon president. This guy's Teflon, too, and he can do this, and logical people may be questioning this, but no, I think I sense there's a few in the Congress who are the real principled progressive Democrats who are very strongly anti-war. They see through some of this. But even if the people are so upset, and they're upset with the Congress and the economy and everything else, so far he's not getting much blame. But I think as time goes on, the more he does this, the more credibility he'll lose. So it's a big, I guess the real test will come on this will be next year, you know, next year's elections. Those the first congressional election after a president's elected is the big test.
Well, Congressman, look how he comes out and says, I'm getting rid of the Real ID Act. And then I read what Napolitano said. It says we're still going to have federalized state IDs. The feds will just pay for it now. Same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt. You know, he says he closes down Guantanamo. Well, it's not quite closed down yet, but he hasn't rejected rendition, sending him off and hiring some thugs in other countries to do the dirty work. So he is a strong believer in the state secrecy. You know, on all those court cases, they're taking Bush's position on that. They want to protect the state. And even if they, it seems like even if they did believe one way, or at least they say that in their campaigns, once they're in power, it's the protection and the enhancement of power of the executive branch that always seems to be the case. But I put more blame on the Congress for this happening because we still have the responsibility and the authority. We have the purse strings, and we ought not to let them get away with this. But too
absolutely.
Many members of, we've been taught too long that we need a strong president. That's what they're
absolutely.
Always arguing.
Congressman, last question here, and this is key. I've got the Boston Globe Combat Support Battalion deployed to maintain order, Boston Marathon. I've got the Tennessee governor 2 weeks ago, if you're not aware of this, I'll send it to you, saying you can't run warrantless army checkpoints on citizens. They did it anyways. We're the folks who broke the Mayak report and then the federal report and all these reports. People couldn't believe it when we first broke them, where the patriots are terrorists and the people buying guns are terrorists and the veterans are terrorists. Can you speak to that now, sir, and these top-off drills they're doing where they do practice putting us in sports stadiums, just overall, the reports, the troops, all of it?
Well, I don't know the details as well as you do, but I know it's going on, and I know they use these as excuses. And it's always to build up fear, and when you get to people fearful, then they're more likely to give up their liberties, whether it's following a 9/11 incident or the potential Saddam Hussein that might have a nuclear weapon and all that stuff. So they build up the fear, and these events, you know, they'll make use of them, and they'll come in and say, look, this, there might be somebody there that's going to blow this thing up. That just means that our job is that much harder to do in waking up the people and making them realize that you shouldn't sacrifice your liberty. You're never safer by sacrificing liberty.
I agree. This morning I was watching Fox, and they had the former CIA head of counterterrorism saying they think the Taliban have gotten a nuke out of Pakistan with no evidence, Congressman. That sounds like war talk.
Yeah, no, that's the place. I think I started off the program by saying that's where my biggest concern is right now.
And that's where we end it. Godspeed. God bless you, sir.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Thanks so much.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.